middle school student in your family? Then encourage them to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school.
My reason why is to make a change in the world.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it. He needs...
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
On Quicks Ahead of Macon versus Moberly, we're joined by Tigers head football coach Pete Klass. 4-0 start to the season. What's been so special about this group?
I think it's just been such a team effort. I think every week someone else steps up, and whether that's due to an injury or just having a great game, I think that's been what's been the most fun, I think, about it, is just the amount of contribution we're getting from so many different people.
You've had a lot of good battles with Monroe City the last handful of years, but to beat the reigning state champions, when you went back and watched the film, what impressed you?
Well, I felt like our team defense was phenomenal. Being able to contain those guys and hold them to 12 points with all the speed they have on the field, I really think our defense played well as a unit.
Moberly, similarly, a pretty run-heavy team, a little different, bit more shotgun, but what can translate from the Monroe City performance to the Spartans game?
Well, we have to do similar things. In other words, all 11 of our guys have to take care of their responsibility because they've got, Moberly has some tremendous athletes that are going to be faster than us, going to be bigger than us. So we're certainly going to have to play our team defense.
We're talking to Macon head football coach Pete Klass on regional radio. Moberly's got some size and you've got some size as well. How would you evaluate that matchup at the line of scrimmage?
Well, hopefully we can hang with them. Obviously, they're huge up front, as they always are, and we're bigger than we normally are, though. And so far this year, in the first four games, we've been able to hold our own up front, and we hope to be able to do that again.
What are the keys offensively for your balanced attack against their defense?
Well, I think we'll have to eliminate mistakes. We were fortunate enough last week not to commit any turnovers, so that'll be important. But we've got to eliminate the penalties. We had 10 penalties, all of them offensively last week, so we've got to cut those down.
Macon and Moberly coming up on Quicks as we're talking to Macon head coach Pete Klass. Being 4-0 right now, how exciting is it to have this non-conference game at this stage of the season as a bit of a test?
Well, I don't know how exciting it is when you watch Moberly on film, but we certainly look forward to the game every year, you know, being such a close rival and all that. It's a natural rival, if you will. So it's a game we look forward to, but we also know what kind of a challenge it's going to be.
And what will this game come down to?
Well, I think if we can contain their speed, I think that will help us a bunch. Really, I think generally it's going to come down to who makes the fewer mistakes.
Macon head football coach Pete Klass ahead of a game against Moberly here on Quicks. We appreciate your time. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
What happened to AJ's? I'm confused. The sign says the Pear Tree.
Yeah, AJ's is now called the Pear Tree.
Is it a different restaurant?
No, it's exactly the same, only the name changed from AJ's to the Pear Tree.
Why?
It's a tree thing, you know, City of Maples.
So it used to be AJ's with the Pear Tree inside, and now it's the Pear Tree inside of AJ's.
Yeah.
I think I got it. I have gift cards from the old Pear Tree, the Sub Shop, and AJ's. Will they accept those old gift cards?
Yes.
Why did they do this?
To get back to their roots. See, it's a tree thing.
AJ's in Macon is now called the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent Wise Insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first. ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
On regional radio, we're joined by Moberly head football coach Cody McDowell ahead of a road trip to Macon for a non-conference matchup on Quicks. Coach McDowell, how nice of a non-conference test is this right about the midway point of the season against an undefeated club?
It's a good one. I've always felt that about Macon, honestly. It doesn't ever really seem to matter if they're good or bad or we're good or bad. It's always a tough game, and it's always a good game from what I've experienced. So this year is no different. They're good. I mean, obviously they haven't been beaten yet, and you turn on the film, it doesn't take you long to realize why. They're sound offensively, defensively, and just they've got some good talent that they use really well.
How do they compare offensively with their balanced attack to some of what you've seen so far this season?
Probably better than most. I'd rank them up there with Smith Cotton as far as production. A little bit different schematically what they do, but you know, as far as efficiency, they're going to be probably as good as we've seen as far up to up against Smith Cotton. It's hard to say that because we haven't faced them yet, but they're as good as we've seen.
What stands out about their quarterback Nash Waller and the running back Kevin Edwards?
They're just, I mean, the system's kind of built around them, and obviously they're athletes that know what to do within their scheme and within their system, and they run well, and they've been doing it for a while, honestly. They've got some experience. They've got a lot of snaps under their belt, and what they do fits their personnel, and those two are a prime example.
And what are the keys to slowing those two down?
Oh, just playing sound. Obviously not getting too caught up in the backfield and the motion and stuff like that with what's going on and with the window dressing and just kind of reading up front what we see and being in the sound, alignment and assignment football is kind of key for what we're going to do. We've got to tackle in space.
We're talking to Moberly head football coach Cody McDowell ahead of a game against the Macon Tigers. Macon just kept Monroe City in check. What are they able to do defensively?
In the box, like I've told our squad, I feel like their seven box players are probably as good as we've seen this year. Again, in comparison to Smith Cotton, probably up there with those guys. So they'll pose a tough test for what they do defensively and kind of how they do it. They've got guys that play their system real well. And like I said, they've got some talent and they've got probably as good a size. I mean, we don't see a whole lot of class two teams and the ones we see, obviously Monroe and Centralia and those class two schools around this area all have pretty good size, and Macon has got as good a size as any of those teams. So I think we've got pretty good size, and they're probably right there with us.
Focusing on Moberly in particular now, three straight games, Curtis Walter has had a pretty big game-changing play, and he's someone you highlighted in the preseason. How much of an impact guy has he grown into for your Spartans?
Just kind of what we thought. He's a talented kid. He's got big play potential every time he touches the ball, and it doesn't really matter where he is, whether it's special teams, defense, or offense, and that's honestly how it's been for him here in the last few games. He's gotten a big play about everywhere. So we know what he can do with it, and he just got to keep playing hard and keep doing the little things right, and obviously the big things take care of themselves.
And now that we're at the midway point of year one for Dom as the quarterback, how have you seen him mature throughout the season?
Well, he's settling into it pretty nice. He seems to keep getting better every week, and that's kind of what you want to see. Obviously, we're trying to keep things kind of within his grasp and kind of within the realm of what he can do physically and mentally, and it seems to be working pretty well. He's making good decisions. He's playing well, and he's not having to not having any type of paralysis by analysis moments to where he's having to think too much and then try to force stuff. So that's good.
Beyond the athletes in this contest that we've already touched on, what will be the keys to this one?
I think just playing physical. Obviously for us, we're going to have to play physical. We're going to have to just play physical for four quarters. It's got to be a four-quarter ball game. I think it's going to be a fist fight for four quarters, and our guys are aware of that. It seems to always be that way with these guys. So, we're ready for it, and we're going to have to execute on all phases of the game, win the field position battle, and not turn the ball over.
Moberly and Macon coming up on Quicks. He is Spartans head football coach Cody McDowell. We appreciate your time. Best of luck, and we'll catch up with you after the game.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Domino's Pizza, they've got a deal for you. Now through September 23rd, order any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99. This offer is good for carryout only. Call Domino's or order online between now and the 23rd and enjoy any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99 when you carry out or stop by Domino's convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. And don't forget something for that sweet tooth. Cinnamon bread twist, marbled cookie brownies, or a chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
You sell insurance?
Sure we do.
I'll hop out of the pond and be right over.
Pond? Well, wait a minute. Is this that talking turtle again?
Yeah, and I'm tired of those ninja turtles bragging about how much they're saving on insurance.
Well, we've got the insurance you need, but if you're a turtle worried about keeping up with the ninjas, I don't think I can help you.
You're the place with something for everyone?
Well, I don't think a turtle counts as someone.
Don't you like turtles?
Since 1964, Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111, and we like turtles too.
Baseball has a pinch hitter. The military, they have a secret weapon. So when it comes to finding unique gifts for hard-to-shop-for people, shouldn't you have some kind of unfair advantage?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Well, now you do.
Let Long Branch Trophies and Awards in Macon be your secret weapon. Debbie will personalize gift items with custom laser engraving. She has great gift ideas for all ages. Visit Long Branch Trophies and Awards in downtown Macon and on Facebook.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto. For your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Hugh Dunn Field. Following the pregame interviews with Pete Klass and Cody McDowell, respectively, I'm Eric Duick with you at Macon High School. Again, it is a battle of teams who have not lost since week one, and in the case of Macon, a team that has not lost, period. The 4-0 Macon Tigers, number 8 in the state of the Clarence Cannon Conference, 2-0 on their home field, and 3-0 in conference. Right now, actually, second in the district standings behind Lathrop, however, who is also undefeated. Macon, though, will gain points tonight playing up a class against the Class 3 Moberly Spartans, while Macon comes from Class 2. Running through some of the key performers, Macon is guided by Nash Waller at the quarterback position, a first-team all-conference performer, 6'1", 189-pound senior. Kevin Edwards, the reigning Hawkins Harrison Insurance Player of the Week, 123 yards, 2 touchdowns for Macon a week ago against Monroe City. He is a 5'8", 169-pound senior. Kendrick Waddle, a 5'9", 174-pound senior, is the tight end for Macon. The receivers, Timmy Watts, Cruz Lewis, Justin Hayes, Garrett Blades, Caden Phillips, Seth Bray, Taylor Smith, Lane Blackford, Colton Christensen, the offensive lineman, also Aaron Jefferson as well, will get in the mix. For Moberly, it's defensive line, Chance Richards, Tyler Nickerson, Tyler Webb, Melvin Edwards, Jared Heron, Jackson Miller, Landon Graves are the backers, Cameron Lowry, Dominic Stone King, Will Smothers, and Curtis Walter are the defensive backs. For the Moberly offense, Dominic Stone King, a 5'8", 160-pound sophomore quarterback.
Here come your Tiger.
Landon Graves is a senior, 5'10", 190-pound running back, along with Curtis Walter and Chance Richards, fellow senior backs. Will Smothers, the tight end at 6'1", 80,
Cameron Lowry, Toby Short, Devin Shannon, and Tashawn Davis are the receivers. The offensive line, all seniors. Cameron Newcomb, Damon Huff, Nick Long, Tyler Nickerson, and Tyler Webb left to right. The Macon D-line features Colton Christensen and Max Cook at the end. Seth Bray, Caden Phillips it's inside. Denver Grunlow, Dominic Mitchell, Kendrick Waddle are the backers. Timmy Watson, Blake Class are the corners. Nash Waller and Kevin Edwards are the safeties. The game is brought to you by Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran, Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PKY's Agency, your local independent insurance agent, Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Mobley Motors, Mobley Fraternal Order of Eagle Airy, Auxiliary and Eagle Riders, World Finance and Tax Service, all of Mobley.
Now let's meet our starting lineup.
The captain's about set to hit midfield. Will step aside with kickoff on the other side. It is Macon 4-0. Moberly 3-1 out of the NCMC. Three straight victories, which is 12 points allowed in the last three games. You're listening to Quicks, CentralMoInfo.com. Kickoff is next.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
The kids are back in school, and you're there to help them along every step of the way. PTA meetings, soccer practice, concerts, field trips, and yes, even a little algebra. But who's helping you? Have you plotted your financial roadmap? We can help.
Horizon Credit Union in Macon. We're here to help you with all your financial needs so you can focus on everything else.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Want a tire that lasts up to 85,000 miles without sacrificing all-season performance or fuel efficiency? Then Rick Service and Tire in Bavera is a tire for you. It's Yokohama's Abbott Ascend, the only touring tire in the world with advanced orange oil compound. Developed with their most durable high-performance compound ever, Yokohama has created a tire that eliminates the trade-offs, so you get long tread life, all-season performance, great fuel efficiency, and a quiet ride. Stop by Rick Service and Tire in Bevier and ask to see the Yokohama Abbott Ascend.
It appears Macon has won the toss, and we await word on what will happen. Macon defers. As the referee, Greg Kespel, taps the shoulder of Nash Waller and says that is what Macon has elected to do. Macon in its home blacks, orange numbers and helmets. Moberly in its road whites, blue numbers, red trim, blue pants, red trim, and white helmets with the blue numbers on the side. Interesting, respectful chest bump between Nash Waller, the Macon quarterback, and the star defensive end for Moberly, Chance Richards. Again, Greg Kespel is the referee this evening. Tony Sloan is the back judge. Brian Mottas is the linesman.
Macon won the toss and is deferred to the second half.
Macon, a team that has overcome some crucial injuries en route to a 4-0 start. Moberly, three straight wins, 3-1 fresh off its conference opening win, 55-6 at the hands of Fulton.
Curtis Waller, number one, back deep for the Spartans.
Curtis Walter, the Moberly deep man, back-to-back games with a kickoff return touchdown.
For the Tigers.
Meanwhile, Timmy Watts to kick it off for Macon in place of the injured Tyrell Enyard. He is, though, in uniform tonight, but he's got a banged-up knee. We'll see what role, if any, he will play. Watts toes it away, high end over end, well shy of Walter, so he won't get a chance on this one as Miller barrels to the 35-yard line on the far side. Mobley quarterback Dominic Stoneking coming off a 2-for-4 performance, 15 yards, one touchdown pass to Cameron Lowry a week ago. With three defensive touchdowns and the aforementioned kick return for a touchdown, Moberly did not have to do much passing a week ago. Stone King out of the gun and back behind him and to the side. He runs near side off the opening snap. Escapes one tackle, 35, jukes inside, now cuts back outside at the 36, wrestled down. Kevin Edwards on the tackle. A lot of running for just a gain of 1 yard for Dominic Stone King on the zone read.
Edwards on the tackle. Gain of 2 on the play. Second down and 8.
30 seconds played. Scoreless ball game. Landon Graves, a second-team all-conference returning tailback. Chance Richards, a first-team all-conference returning tailback. Both in the backfield with Stone King, the sophomore. Two receivers far. Tight left formation. Snap. High off the right hand is Stone King. He corrals, looks middle. Rolls near, stutters at the 30. Stiff arm upended at the 29-yard line. A loss of 6. The junior, Blake Class, on the stop.
Eight-yard loss on the play.
So third and 16 for Moberly on the game's opening possession. A minute 20 expired. That play thrown all out of whack from the start. It may have even been a designed run, but high off the right hand of Stone King, fortunate enough to just keep the play alive. Rolled to the near side. The cornerback, Blake Class, came up and made the tackle. So third and 16, Moberly at its 29. Motion left to right. Hand off Lowry. Far side. Sprints up 30, 35. Dives to the 37-yard line. A gain of 8.
Lowry on the run.
To make it fourth down and 8 for Moberly. A year ago, Lowry had a 35-yard touchdown run for Moberly's first score in its district championship win. Here, just trying to break the big play with the third and 16. So three and out for Moberly on the game's opening possession. 9:45, first quarter, scoreless. Stone King punts one high, but very shallow. It bounces at the 45 and skips back to the Moberly 43, where Chance Richards touches up. So phenomenal starting field position for Nash Waller and the Macon Tigers. That's just a 7-yard punt.
Macon takes over first and 10. Ball on the Spartan 43-yard line.
Timmy Watts, the near side receiver. Cruz Lewis in the near slot. Waller out of the gun. Edwards to his left. Snap. Waller keeps left side. Jukes out 45. Dives to the 35 into the 33-yard line.
Waller keeping the ball.
That's a first down for Macon on its first play.
Gain of 11 on the yards on the play. First and 10, Macon. T-I-G.
9:15 to play first quarter. Scoreless game. Macon possession left to right. Far hashes. First down and 10 at the Moberly 30. Snap. Inside handoff. Edwards pinballs to the 26. Pushed down from this side, just a gain of a couple. Making two early runs with its first team all conference stars, Nash Waller and Kevin Edwards. Timmy Watts runs in the play.
Second down and 7.
So second and seven for Macon at the Moberly 27. Football far hash. Nat Waller, short drop. Looks near. Spirals it. Caught. Blaze at the 26. Shakes one tackle, but driven out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Just a two-yard gain. That a very long throw for Waller from the far hashes to the near sideline. And Blaze not able to get any separation on the play.
Lowry making the tackle. Gain of one on the
Cameron
play.
Lowry in the coverage. Lowry had two interceptions the last time Moberly played here, his sophomore season 2 years ago. Moberly lost that contest in what was an undefeated regular season for Macon. Third and six, Macon at the Moberly 26. 8:25, first quarter, 0-0. Inside handoff, Edwards. Sprints left side, 25, 20. Hustles 15, 10, 5. Bangs to the one-yard line. A 25-yard run for Kevin Edwards, the Hawkins Harrison Insurance Player of the Week.
25-yard pickup by Edwards on that play.
Edwards had 19 carries for 123 yards and two touchdowns last week. In a 26-12 upset of reigning state champion,
T-I-G.
And then number two ranked Monroe City, making number eight in the polls this week. And first in goal at the Moberly one. 8:14 first quarter, still scoreless. Waller out of the gun, Edwards to his left. Snap. Waller keeps left side, walks in, touchdown, Tigers. Waller with his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. 6-0 Macon, 8:10 first quarter. The 25-yard run from Kevin Edwards on third down set that up. Macon to attempt an extra point here. It has struggled in this department. Watts is 0-3 on the year. Hold is down, kick up, plenty of height. It's true. 7-0 Macon, 8:10 first quarter. You're listening to Quicks at CentralMoInfo.com.
It's not just a home or a car. It's the 6 months you save for your Ultra HD flat screen just in time for football season. And the overtime you work for that third car so your team can drive himself to practice. While other insurance companies just see them as a bundle or combo, State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck sees your home and car as things you work really hard for. Ryan understands what your things really mean to you and is here to help you give them the protection they deserve. Talk to State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon for your home and auto insurance today.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Watts kicked it away after Waller's one-yard touchdown run. Richards Field straight away pounds, 35, sidesteps, 40, wrestles to the 45-yard line. What strength from this senior. And all state wrestlers, so no surprise there. 8:02 first quarter, 7-0 Macon. Moberly with its second position after a three and out.
21-yard return. Spurs to 10.
Football just to the right of the Macon Tiger at midfield at Hugh Dunn Field. Walter to the left of Stone King. Graves behind him. Snap high. Hand off Walter right side. 45. Zooms 48. 50. Twists. Push back right at midfield. 5-yard gain for
number
Curtis Walter on his first touch.
Watts on the tackle.
Walter has had a game-changing play in three straight weeks.
4-yard gain on the play.
3 weeks ago, a 59-yard touchdown run at home for the first score against Osage. The last 2 weeks, kickoff returns for touchdowns. Also, a defensive touchdown a week ago with a 90-yard scoop and score. Snap high. Handoff up the middle. Near side, Graves, 45, and a great ankle tackle from Blake Class right at the 45. Right near the line to gain. Still no signal from Greg Kespol's crew. Third down it is, third and inches. What a one-on-one tackle from Blake Class in the secondary.
Third down and one for the Spartans.
So third and one for Mobile at the Macon 45. 6:50 first quarter, 7-0 Macon. Stone King takes the snap. Hands off near side. First down and more, Walter. 40, 35, breaks free. 25, 20 near sideline. Stiff arm pushed out of bounds at the 6.
Walter.
A 39-yard run for Curtis Walter. There's that game-changing play early. This is a guy who Cody McDowell said in the preseason, the sky is the limit. A lot of maturation off the field, reaping the rewards on the field. First and goal, Mobley at the Macon 7, is 6:35 first quarter, 7-0 Macon. Pistol formation, Walter to the right of Stone King, who takes the snap. Hands off right side, Graves, chops middle at the 6, 5, barrels. And a sea of defenders bring him down, including 6'8" Caden Phillips.
Graves running the ball.
Phillips playing through an illness tonight. So we're not expected to see too much of him, but he's in on this second Moberly drive.
And goal from the 5-yard line.
Second and goal, Moberly at the Macon 5 with a 7-0 deficit. Moberly 3-1, three straight victories, Macon undefeated. The Highway 63 non-conference rivalry. Football smack in the middle of the field at the Macon 5. Second and goal. Stone King out of the gun. Snap. Hand off to the near side. Then up the middle for Graves on a double exchange, and that is bottled up.
48, Graves.
Macon stands tall on some of that zone read misdirection. So that brings up third and goal for Moberly.
Gain of one, third down and 4.
Making a ton of size on the inside. The aforementioned Phillips 6'8", 318. Seth Bray 5'11", 231. Football on the near hashes. Third and goal at the 3. Snap. Hand off right side. Walter sprints up the middle. Touchdown.
Walter in for the touchdown.
Four straight games with a touchdown for Curtis Walter. .505 first quarter, 7-6 Macon, and Hayden Hopper on for the extra point to tie it.
Correction. Stone King is the holder. Hopper attempted the extra point.
Stone King's hold down. The kick from Hopper high and true. Tied at 7, 5:05 to play first quarter. Three-yard touchdown run for Curtis Walter. And the Moberly Spartans on Quix.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Macon Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Tied at 7, 5:05 first quarter after the 3-yard touchdown run for Curtis Walter. Mobley to kick it away, right to left, and it's road whites, blue numbers, red trim, blue pants, red and white trim, white helmets with a blue number. Vandal, the sophomore who moved into the district in the middle of last season, legs it away far side. Mitchell sprints up the middle, clobbered at the 25. Chance Richards, another stick.
Ringenberg on the return. Richards in the tackle.
Richards stays on to play his defensive end position. He reached the wrestling state championship in the winter, the first time a Spartan did so since 2013. 5:01 first quarter, tied at 7. Macon on for its second possession.
Ball on the 25-yard line, first and 10 Macon.
Football on the far hashes. Waller out of the gun, snap. Zone read, Waller keeps up the middle, spins, bottled up right at the line. Chance Richards among the tacklers actually exits the pile with the football, but he just flips that back to the officials.
Edwards on the tackle for the Spartans. Loss of 2 on the play. Second down and 12.
Melvin Edwards in there as well. He is a tackle for loss in 4 straight games in his first year on the D-line. He previously played linebacker for Moberly. Waller out of the gun. Edwards to his right, 2 receivers each side. Waller looks near, slings for Edwards, who catches at the 20. 25, flag flies, brought down at the 25. Is that flag from the near side?
Edwards on the reception.
Richards and Graves near the play on the screen to the running back.
And Richards making a tackle. Flag on the field.
Greg Kespel, the referee, talks to Cameron Lowry, the Moberly senior. It would be 3rd and long either way. This is a hold on Macon.
Penalty is a block.
Moberly may be inclined to decline this. Moberly instead elects to march Macon back, so it remains 2nd down. And understandably so, big field position penalty after making march down with ease on its first possession.
2nd down and 23.
So 2nd and 23 for Macon, 3:50 first quarter, tied at 7. Football back to the Macon 13. Waller eyes far, rolls, Richards rips him up, sacked. Back to the 5-yard line.
Richards on the quarterback sack.
So 3rd and 31 upcoming. Richards really active early in this one.
Loss of 8. 3rd down and 31 yards.
Macon likely to play this somewhat conservative, but still out of the gun. Edwards to the right of Waller. Snap. Waller rolls near. Maybe not so conservative. Bombs middle in traffic. Tip nearly intercepted. Broken up Will Smothers from the bandit position. That brings up 4th and 31 for Macon at its 5-yard line. That pass right over the middle into traffic on 3rd and 31. The incompletion makes it 4th and 31 at the Macon 5. 3 minutes first quarter, tied at 7.
Sideline warning against the Spartans.
And a sideline warning called on Moberly. So Waller to punt from the back of his end zone.
Walter and Lowry back deep.
Mobley with return men on each hash. Snaps clean. Waller boots it away. Deep far sideline into the trees beyond the Mobley bench. That one exited at 25. So Mobley with phenomenal field position. It had a lot of distance, but it exited the field quite early. Because of that, Mobley starts the drive just outside the red zone. .256 first quarter, 7-7 first down Moberly.
Ball out of bounds at the 13.
Actually, it got all the way marched up. The lineman, Brian Mattis, appeared to start that at the 25, but it moves all the way up to the 13-yard line where it exited. So even better for Moberly, already in the red zone. Richards and Walter, the backs. First and 10, Moberly at the 13 of Macon. 2:56 first quarter. The ball at the far hash. Snap. Stone King, short drop. Lobs far side into traffic. Caught. Touchdown short. A jump ball and a 13-yard touchdown connection from sophomore to sophomore. Moberly 2:50 first quarter. That's the second hookup for the sophomores this season, the other against Osage. And oddly enough, that exact same distance of 13 yards. Hopper's extra point way high, way through. 14-7 Moberly. 2:50 to play, first quarter. You're listening to Quicks in CentralMoInfo.com.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Rickenberg and Blaze back deep for the Tigers.
We're back on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Mobley to kick it away, and what a drive that was. And by that, I mean a 13-yard touchdown. One play drive from Dominic Stone King to Toby Short. Stone King's father sits to my right in the defensive coordinator position. In the coach's booth is making returns this one to the 37-yard line. But again, that all set up from the big penalty that Mobley chose to accept, make it second and a mile as opposed to third and 12, and second and a mile became third and 31 after a Chance Richard sack. Then an incompletion became a punt from the back of the end zone that only went out to the 13-yard line and then a touchdown. .2:45 first quarter, first and 10, making it its 38-yard line, down 14-7. Motion left to right. Waller keeps up the middle, pushes off one tackler, twists his way back to the line of scrimmage, and Cameron Price promptly pulls him back.
Waller carrying the ball.
I don't want to say these have been miscommunications. For these zone reads, there has been no... for anybody, whether it be the back or the quarterback in some of these instances. Moberly with its size up front, just shutting down all options. Waller fortunate to be credited with the yard there. 2:05 first quarter, second and 9 making. Option to the left, Edwards 40, zooms 45, torn down by Cameron Price. On that far side, numbers.
Edwards, the ball carrier.
Not a lot of work for Edwards in this first quarter, just three carries.
Gain of 5. Go down and 4.
And already what feels like a big play for making in this first quarter. You don't want to spoil the great field position. Blake Glass, the near side receiver. Garrett Blaze just inside of him. Empty formation. Waller takes the shotgun snap. QB draw. Sprints first down and more, 48, dives to the 45-yard line, a 10-yard run.
Miller on the tackle, number 85.
Great play call, go empty there, and the QB draw.
Ball on the Spartan 47-yard line, first and 10, Macon.
Spot back to the 47, still a first down, though. 1:10 to play first quarter, 14-7, Moberly. First and 10, making at the Moberly 47. Another QB draw out of empty. Waller shakes one tackle, spins to the 35. Another first down.
Waller running the ball. Miller making the tackle.
Jackson Miller, the Moberly linebacker, back-to-back stops.
12-yard gain on that play. ball on the 35-yard line.
Inside of minute, first quarter, first and 10, making it the Mobley 35. 14-7 Spartans. Mobley three straight victories. Macon undefeated, number 8 in the state in class 2. Snap Waller. Hands off Edwards near side. Cuts middle, 38, dives to the 36-yard line.
Edwards,
back play, gain nothing.
Heron on the stop. Richards also on the tackle.
Second and long upcoming. The play clock is yet to start, so Macon could theoretically take this into the quarter if it opted to do so.
Second down and 7.
Ten seconds, first quarter. Shotgun snap, Waller on second down. Another QB drop, push back. His blockers got pushed into him. Melvin Edwards, Landon Graves leading that charge. So third and 9 upcoming in the second quarter, 14-7 Moberly on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Third down and 8. The end of the first quarter. Our score, Moberly 14, Macon 7.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Start of the second quarter, 14-7. Moberly leads Macon. Third and 8 Tigers at the Moberly 33-yard line. Macon does receive to start the second half, but barring a major loss here, being that they do have a vertical offense, you'd have to think this is 4 down territory. Waller out of the gun. Richards jump, gets back, but the flag comes in. That's always been one of the bugaboos with Richards. For 6 fumbles last year, wreaks a lot of havoc in the backfield, but sometimes he tries to get that early step. Here it costs his team 5 yards and brings up 3rd and 3 for making it.
5-yard penalty on the play.
Now it's guaranteed down, 4 down territory, barring a disastrous play for making it. Waller out of the gun. Snap. Near side, Edwards now jumps middle, 25, and barrels to the 23-yard line. 5-yard gain for a Macon first down.
Graves making the tackle.
Kevin Edwards. An undersized back at 5'8", 169, up 7 pounds from a year ago. And well on his way to back-to-back first-team all-conference seasons for the Tigers, who have first in at the Moberly 23. Snap. Waller, short drop back. Rips it near side, incomplete off the hands of Blake Class.
Pass intended for Class.
Father and head coach Pete Class clenches his fists there in frustration on the drop. Class, though, also a backup quarterback. And the Moberly Macon backup quarterbacks, rather, looked pretty impressive in warmups. And the reason I bring that up, Waller's a senior. You're going to lose who expects to be a back-to-back first-team all-conference performer after this season. Second and 10 at the Moberly 23. Snap, out of empty. Waller up the middle again. Jukes inside, pushed down from behind by Richards and company. But a 3-yard gain on the forward progress.
Richards making a stop on the play.
14-7, Moberly 40 seconds played second quarter.
Gator 3 on the play.
Macon in the red zone. 3rd and 7 for the Tigers. Waller well over 900 career rushing yards now. Came in 5 yards shy and had a 1-yard rushing touchdown on Macon's opening possession. Already three runs of at least 10 yards tonight. Edwards to the left of Waller, who takes the snap. Hand off right side, Edwards. Jumps middle, spins 15. Pinballs to the 13, where he's pushed back to the 15, but the forward progress to the 13. And will it be enough for a first down? A late flag comes in.
Graves on the tackle.
Will this be some form of unsportsmanlike?
Flag on the play.
It is unsportsmanlike conduct on Chance Richards.
Sideline warning against the Spartans.
Oh, no, pardon me. It's a sideline warning, in fact. Richards was closest to the official right at the time the flag came in, and that just happened to be wildly coincidental. As it actually was a sideline warning, as he and the officials were right near the sideline. First and goal, making at the Moberly 9-yard line. 10:15 to play, first half. 14-7 Moberly. Snap, Waller. Inside handoff. Edwards denied right at the line. And another flag comes in.
Edwards carrying the ball. The penalty flag on the play.
Melvin Edwards, Cameron Price in on the side.
Edwards on the tackle.
It's a hold on Macon. And Moberly will accept this. March the Tigers back to the 19-yard line.
Now, first and 19.
Play class enters the huddle with the play. Macon has not made a field goal this season. Quad receivers far side, one near. Waller rolls to the right. QB keep. Zooms 20, 15. Smashed right at the 15-yard line.
Waller keeping the ball.
A hard hit
Lowry on the
from Cameron Lowry in the Moberly secondary.
Gain of three on the play.
Second and goal, making at the Moberly 15-yard line. 9:15 first half, 14-7 Spartans.
From the 15, or excuse me, second and goal from the 15.
The Moberly starters had allowed just one touchdown in the three games prior to tonight. Macon in search of its second of the evening. Waller short drop back. Lobs over the middle. Caught Edwards. And a group tackle at the 15-yard line. That screen read out well.
Edwards on the reception. Graves 48 making the stop.
That's just a gain of two for Macon.
Gain of one on the play. Third and goal for the 14-yard line.
8:25 first half. Waller, zero touchdowns, three interceptions against Moberly a year ago. The senior looks to tie it here. Snap. Hands off. And Chance Richards, a tackle in the backfield on the near side. Hand off to Edwards. And a flag
Edwards
in late.
Penalty flag on the field. Correction, that was Blaze running the ball.
It's an illegal shift. That Moberly will, of course, decline.
Penalty is making holding. Decline. Fourth and goal from the 20-yard line.
It's a weird spot to be if you're making fourth and goal at the Moberly 20, 7:55 first half in a 14-7 game that Moberly leads, and perhaps because of that, Macon elects to use a timeout. you can't really in good conscience punt from the 20-yard line and you're not making a 37-yard field goal. So you're almost forced to play the jump ball route and hope for a penalty. The broadcast is brought to you by ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, Long Branch Trophies and Awards, all of Macon. Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheridan, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties, Brick Service and Tire of Bevere. Football at the far hash. It's fourth and goal, Macon at the Moberly 20. 7:54 first half, 14-7, the Spartans lead. Snap. Waller rolls near. Edwards protects. Waller stops at the 30. Steps up. Now rolls to his right. Heaves off his back foot into traffic. Knocked down incomplete. Plays the intended receiver. Lowry among us closest to the play as well as Will Smothers. So first down, Moberly at the 20-yard line. On its half of the field, 7:42 first half, a 14-7 lead. Macon has yet to get it going through the air tonight. Stone King out of the gun and back to his left and one behind him. Twins far side. Option to the far side. Late pitch. Walter, 25, 30, 35. Motors to the 40-yard line. Pushed out of bounds, a 20-yard gain, and a late flag.
Penalty flag on the play.
And this one is on the Tigers.
Foul against the Tigers.
So Moberly marches to the 45-yard line of Macon.
Ball on the Macon 45-yard line. First and 10 for Moberly.
7.5 to play first half. 14-7 Moberly. First and 10 at the Macon 45-yard line, left to right. Stone King out of the gun. High snap. And up the middle, Richards, 40, stiff arm, 36, 35, leaps to the 33-yard line.
Kinder, 42.
Rather, that is Jarrett Kinder. Rare duty for the fullback in the first half. It's a 12-yard gain for the sophomore.
13-yard gain on the play, first and 10 for Boulder. Ball on the Tiger 33-yard line.
7:10 to play first half, 14-7 Moberly's lead. Short sprints to the near side receiver spot. One on the play clock, late snap. It's loose, flag comes in now, and that blows it dead. So a delay of game here explaining why Walter, or Short, pardon me, in such a sprint to the near side.
Against the Spartans.
So it comes back to the 37-yard line, first and 15 for Moberly.
Finley moves it back to the 38-yard line, first down and 15 for the Spartans.
Stone King 1-for-1 on the night with a touchdown pass. Out of the gun, Kinder's still in the game. Lowry motions right to left. Lowry off the pitch, 40. Cuts outside, 36-yard line. Group tackle, pushed back to the 38. Nothing gained on the play.
Lowry running the ball.
Ryan Blackford subs out for Macon. Lost his hat on the play.
14.
6:15 first half, 14-7 the lead for Mobley with the football left to right, second and 14 at the 36. Macon open this one with a 7-0 lead. Short near side and another whistle. It is a timeout, Spartans. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds, 14-7 Mobley, middle of the second quarter on Quicks.
Baseball has a pinch hitter. The military, they have a secret weapon. So when it comes to finding unique gifts for hard-to-shop-for people, shouldn't you have some kind of unfair advantage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Well, now you do.
Let Long Branch Trophies and Awards in Macon be your secret weapon. Debbie will personalize gift items with custom laser engraving. She has great gift ideas for all ages. Visit Long Branch Trophies and Awards in downtown Macon and on Facebook.
Middle of the second quarter, 14-7, Moberly's lead. Second down and 9 at the Macon 36-yard line. Moberly, a reigning state quarterfinalist, 3 consecutive victories. Macon undefeated at 4-0 out of the Clarence Cannon Conference. The non-conference Highway 63 rivalry. Stone King takes the shotgun snap. Handoff up the middle. Kinder plows back to the initial line of scrimmage. But that brings up 3rd down and 10 for Moberly.
Kinder running the ball.
At the 32-yard line.
Mitchell making the tackle on the play. Gain of 4 on the play.
Back-to-back carries for the sophomore, Kinder. His sister, Carlena, an all-conference performer for the girls' basketball team a year ago. Short the near side receiver, Lowry near slot. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Option to the near side, late pitch, Walter. 30, sprints, 25, spins to the 24-yard line. Just got held up shy of the line to gain. A great open field tackle for the Tigers. So 4th down and 4 upcoming.
4th down and
Dominic Mitchell and Kendrick Waddle, the tacklers. Mitchell had a fumble recovery a week ago in the upset of reigning state champion Monroe City. 4:50 first half, 14-7, Moberly 4th and 3 at the Macon 25. Spartans offense stays on the field. Stone King out of the gun. Walter to his right. Snap, but a lot of movement well before it. In fact, that snap so early, or so late rather, that Damon Huff, you could already tell, was basically pulled from right guard to left guard before Stone King even had the football.
Illegal procedure, 5-yard penalty.
And that comes at a rough time as it now becomes 4th and 8. Fifteen on the play clock for the Spartans,
again,
who averaged 5.6 yards per carry.
Eight
on the play clock. Stone King out of the gun. Snap. Stone King rolls left. Scans middle. Sidearms. Kinder catches 25. Shoulders first down and more. 15-yard line. Still banging to the 12-yard line. A flag in on the far side and in the middle of the field. 18 yards unofficially.
As was the Kinder.
We await word from the crew. Illegal man downfield on the Spartans.
Illegal man downfield against the Spartans.
And again, that had first down yardage, so obviously Macon accepts. Ball comes back to the 35.
Apparently puts the ball back.
So does Cody McDowell elect to go again or bring on the punt team?
Fourth down and 14.
Stone King still in the game. Offense remains on the field. Do remember, though, Stone King also the punter, so they could always elect for a pooch kick of sorts. But 4th and 13, Moberly at the Macon 35. Snap. Stone King looks near. Rainbows for short. One-on-one. Jump ball incomplete. Broken up near sideline.
Pass is incomplete.
Timmy Watts in the coverage.
Watts defending on the play.
And he's slow to get up, but now on his feet. Albeit heavily favoring his lower body. So Macon needs a sub offensively. And Watts' favor as Pete Klass coaches him up. So first and 10, Macon at its 35-yard line, right to left with a 14-7 deficit, 4 minutes first half. Waller hands off Edwards up the middle, 40, trips up at the 41-yard line. It appeared to be room ahead, but Edwards kind of just slowed up there. Landon Graves credited with the stop.
Second down and 5.
Making it the 4-yard line, right to left. Home blacks, orange numbers, orange helmets. Football between the hashes. Shotgun snap, Waller, who runs near. Shoulders to the 43, muscles to the 45-yard line.
Waller keeping the ball.
That should be enough for first down yardage. It is.
5-yard gain on the play. Up, making the tackle. Ball on the 45-yard line. First down, Macon.
3:20 first down. 14-7 Moberly, first and 10 Macon as Blake Klass runs in with the play. Blake's father, Pete, the 19th year head coach, 16 years at Macon. A 2010 district champion. Klass a junior. Shotgun snap, Waller. Hand off Mitchell, right side, chopped down behind the line. Chance Richards again.
The ball. Richards.
The All-State wrestler has been an animal in this one. Plays behind the line all night. He had one offside, but otherwise, between the kick coverage, the sack that ultimately set up a punt from the back of the end zone that resulted in Moberly possession at the 13-yard line, one play strike for a touchdown. 2nd and 13, making it to 37. Snap, option to the far side, late pitch, Mitchell. 45, accelerates, 50, spins right to midfield as the flag comes in from the near side.
Mitchell running the ball, the flag on the field. Aaron on the count.
Clock stops, 2:15 first half, 14-7 Moberly. The Tigers have making a receive to open the second half. It's been a busy first half for Greg Kespel and crew. Chop block on the Tigers.
Penalty against the Tigers, a chop block.
That's a huge call. A play like that can be a drive killer, as that's of the 15-yard variety, and it was already 2nd and 13. Ben Sonheimer, the offensive coordinator, gets an explanation on the near side. So 2nd down and 28 for Macon.
Ball now on the 32-yard line.
The ball goes all the way back to the 32 of the Tigers. 2:15 first half, a 14-7 deficit for Macon. Macon does, however, have a quarterback in Waller who threw for just shy of 1,500 yards a year ago. In fact, after the loss to Moberly, he rattled off 5 straight games that came out to 14 touchdowns and 0 picks. Waller looks to throw here. Rifles far, side caught Reichberg, but torn back to the 32-yard line. No gain on the play for the freshman.
Pass complete to Rickenberg. Aaron on the tackle.
So 0 yards on the completion.
Second 2-yard gain.
The freshman recipient, Thel Reichberg, 3 catches, 69 yards, and a touchdown on this young season. Timeout on the field. Two of those catches a week ago for 22 yards. That's big time, a freshman to contribute in an upset of the reigning state champion Monroe City Panthers. There's been no signal in regard to who called that timeout. Both teams still have two timeouts on the board. That's what it was before. And that'd be an awfully interesting time for one of those mandated water breaks. As time is certainly a factor here with 1:46 to play first half. ...14-7 the lead for Mobley, 3rd and 21 Macon at its 34-yard line. So a couple yards of forward progress on that last play. Shotgun snap, Waller. Inside handoff, Mitchell. Stop and start, squirts to the 40-yard line. A 6-yard gain to bring up 4th down and 14.
Mitchell running the ball.
This would be a spot Moberly should use a timeout to preserve some time for its offense. It does.
Ball on the 40.
14-7, the lead for Moberly. 1:41 timeout to play first half. Last time Moberly visited Macon, it was a Macon victory by a score of 20-14. In the Tigers' undefeated regular season. Pretty similar to this current 14-7 score. It was 14-6 in that matchup with Moberly in front, then Macon outscored 14-0 and twice stopped the Spartans inside the 15-yard line in that second half a couple of years ago.
Walter back deep for the Spartans.
Curtis Walter and Cameron Lowry, the return man. 14-7, the Spartans lead, 1:41 to play first half. Nash Waller heels at the 25-yard line for a punt from the 40-yard line. Waller toes it much better than his last effort. It bounces at the 32-yard line and dies back to the 35. Moberly football left to right at the 35, 1:32 to play first half of the 14-7 lead.
Ball dead at the 35-yard line. First and 10, Spartans.
Caden Phillips back onto the field, all 6'8", 318 of him. He was questionable coming into tonight. And Pete Class said just as of this afternoon when we last communicated, they hope to get a few plays out of him. He's been out there quite a bit, though. Shotgun snap, Stone King, short drop, looks near, zips, off the hand of Lowry, intercepted near side, 40, 35, 30, Blaze, 25, 20, 15, 10, push to bounds.
Blaze on the interception.
What a swing. The reserve safety with his first interception of the year. He had one last year against Tyler. Not only the pick, but the big return to the 13-yard line of Moberly. This is a half that Moberly has dominated, and yet instead of 14-7 and driving to maybe enter the half 21-7, Macon has a beautiful opportunity to tie. It's Waller off the keep, stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Will Smothers puts a halt to
Waller
that scare.
Graves making the tackle.
1 minute to play first down. Macon lets the clock continue to tick. Inside 1 minute, 14-7 Spartans, 2nd and 10 Macon at the Moberly 13. Edwards to the left of Waller. Trips far side. Snap. Waller short drop. Looks far. Steps up. runs near and pushed out of bounds at the 12-yard line.
Waller keeping the ball once again.
Will Smothers on the tackle again. Camden Stewart also nearby, as was Landon Graves. Credit veteran Waller, if he didn't like what he saw there, didn't force anything. They had trips to the far side. Waddle ran an out route. But Moberly heads up defense.
Third down and 10.
Double stack receiver set. Edwards to the left of Waller. Waller throws far side, whistles though before the play and a flag. That would have been a relatively uncontested touchdown. Maybe it's tough to say because Moberly may have stopped on the whistle. Ball start making. It did seem though like Garrett Blaze really had the inside track on the route. And I'm not so sure it was just the whistle that led to being wide open, because it was kind of a soft enough whistle that enough people proceeded with the play to begin with. That's why the ball was thrown and ultimately caught. First half. Third and 15, Macon, and it's at the Moberly 18-yard line. Waller out of the gun. Snap. Waller eyes middle, rifles, wide open receiver, plays again. Touchdown.
Touchdown, the good play.
Macon trails with an extra point to tie. Nash Waller with his ninth touchdown pass of the season. Blaze his first touchdown reception. Movement on the line. Flag comes in. Extra point up and through, but it won't matter. Now, does Macon elect to go for it? Because Watts was 0-for-3 on extra points coming into tonight. He made the first one. Do they take advantage of the penalty or kick it
penalty
again? That is a tough decision.
Penalties declined.
And I'm not really sure you could say there is a right decision here. Making elects to kick. For the tie, 38 seconds first half. Watts' try off the upright. That's exactly why I brought it into question. Again, I don't think you can say there's a right or wrong decision there, but you would have been halfway closer to the end zone with that penalty. Either way, Blaze capitalizes on his own interception, sets up his receiving touchdown with 38 seconds first half, and yet Macon still trails 14-13. That was a Waller to Edwards zone read. Edwards started to the left of Waller. They did a zone read that had the deception of being a sprint run to the right. But then Waller pulled it and rifled it over the middle to a wide open Garrett Blaze near the far hashes.
Watch the kickoff for the Tigers.
Watts to kick it away after his missed extra point. It's squibbed to the near side, loose in traffic. That came up as basically an unintentional onside on the squib. Moberly recovers.
Moberly recovered the ball.
So the 18-yard touchdown pass from Waller to Blaze leaves it 14-13, Moberly 35 seconds first half. Moberly's obviously got home run threats galore in its backfield, so really you have the whole playbook here, and that's why that squib kick can have some downside to it as well. Stone King out of the gun. Handoff up the middle, Richards. Plows to midfield. Still no signal of a timeout. 27 and counting. Now inside 20 seconds, first half. Second and five, Moberly at the 49 of the Spartans. Snap. Stone King short drop. Steps up. Rainbows it far side. One-on-one. Broken up incomplete. Waller in the coverage. That pass intended for Smothers on the far side.
17 is Davis. Third down and five.
6 seconds to play first. Half football just inside the near hashes. Lowry, the near side receiver. Stone King out of the gun. Snap. Handoff up the middle. Richards, 50. Spins 48. Gang tackle from the Macon defense. Caden Phillips leads the charge alongside Colton Frankenbach.
That's the end of that.
14-13 Moberly at the half. Macon to receive to open the second half. We'll have J.B. Connolly getting you going with the halftime report next. It's brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943.
What happened to AJ's? I'm confused. The sign says the Pear Tree.
Yeah, AJ's is now called the Pear Tree.
Is it a different restaurant?
No, it's exactly the same, only the name changed from AJ's to the Pear Tree.
Why?
It's a tree thing, you know, City of Maples.
So it used to be AJ's with the Pear Tree inside, and now it's the Pear Tree inside of AJ's.
Yeah.
I think I got it. I have gift cards from the old Pear Tree, the sub shop, and AJ's. Will they accept those old gift cards?
Yes.
Why did they do this?
To get back to their roots. See, it's a tree thing.
AJ's in Macon is now called the Pear Tree
was the length
Kitchen
of
and Bar.
In here.
One. I said one. Business banking. Business banking. Business banking. No, I don't want to go back to the main menu.
Frustrated with a lack of good service? It's time to discover Horizon Credit Union in Macon and now Kirksville. Visit their new branch at 1204 South Baltimore Street. Visit them online at yourhcu.com.
To the halftime report tonight, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. You're listening to AM 1230 KWIX Moberly and 92.5 KWIX FM Cairo. As it is halftime, Moberly leading Macon by a score of 14-13. We'll get to the highlights of that game coming up in just a few moments, as we will have highlights from Milan Putnam County that is going on tonight on Superstation Crest. Ben Wittenstein with the call of that one. Milan scored early, a 48-yard pass from Ryan Dabney to Dre Moorhead, putting them up 7-0. The extra point was good. And in the first quarter, Milan, a 55-yard pick six from Dominic Dabney, put Milan up by a score of 13-0.
Second and 12 at midfield. Fowler snap. Short drop going over the middle. Picked off by Dominic Dabney at the 40, now 30 near side. Fowler gives chase. He will catch up. Dominic Dabney, pick six.
And that is Ben Wittenstein with the call. The extra point missed that time, 13-0. Second quarter, it was Milan again.
Dabney goes under center. Handoff, Pagan up the middle. Has a hole into the end zone. Touchdown. Four-yard touchdown run by Jamwell Pagan.
And that made it 21-0 with the extra point by Dre Moorhead. 21-0 Milan, that is the score, and that is late in the first half. The game tonight on Glory 97, Fayette at Westrand, and Scott Luddy with the call of this one. Westrand scoring first.
Here's the second and nine, empty backfield. Young looking at the end zone. He'll go to the end zone. Kuntz wide open in the left corner, and Westrand gets set. A 9-yard pass on the play. Young to Kuntz. 6-0 Westrand.
And with the extra point by Kobe Kuntz, that made it 7-0 in favor of Westrand. Westrand would score again in the second.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Young in the gun. Quick toss to Dale on the left. Dale. Ball in the seam. And he is gone. Kobe Dale. Off to the races. The 50. 40. Adios. Kobe Dale.
96-yard touchdown hit.
And the extra point was good. 14-0 West Rand, the score, and that is at the half on Glory 97. The game on Information Radio Quicks tonight, Macon and Moberly. It was Macon scoring first.
Waller out of the gun, Edwards to his left. Snap. Waller keeps left side, walks in, touchdown, Tigers.
Eric Duke with the call there. A one-yard run by Nash Waller. Extra point was good, made it 7-0 in favor of Macon. And with 8:10 remaining in the first quarter, Moberly would score about 5 minutes left in the first.
Third and goal at the three. Snap. Hand off right side. Walter sprints up the middle. Touchdown.
3 yard run by Curtis Walter. The extra point good by Hayden Hopper made it 7-7. And then Moberly would score again before the end of the first quarter.
Football at the far hash. Snap. Stone King short drop. Lobs far side into traffic. Caught. Touchdown short.
A 13-yard pass from Dominic Stone King to Toby Short. The extra point good by Hopper. That made it 14-7 Moberly. 2:50 remaining in the first quarter. And since then, Macon has scored again, and it is 14-13 at the half. Game tonight on Information Radio Quicks. So we're going to take a 60-second break and be back with a look at the scores around the area. You're listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by Moberly Motors. Your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer putting customers on the road since 1943. Back in 60 seconds here on Information Radio Quicks.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition. And that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
And welcome back to the Halftime Report, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Here on Information Radio Quicks, at the half, Moberly leading Macon by a score of 14-13. Elsewhere in the area, in the NCMC, Hannibal 15-0 over Kirksville. That's in the second quarter. Marshall 7-0 over Fulton in the second. In the Clarence County Conference, Centralia and Brookfield are tied at 6. Clark County in the second quarter leading South Shelby 26-0. Palmyra 16-0 over Highland in the second quarter. In the Lewis and Clark Conference, the game on Glory 97, West Rand leading the half 14-0. Knox County 20-0 over Harrisburg in the second quarter. And Scotland County 14-0 over Salisbury in the first. In the Emo last night, Clofton Ellsbury beat Wright City 50-44. South Callaway first quarter leading Bowling Green 14-0. The other games tonight, Montgomery County against Mark Twain and Van Farr Community against North Callaway. In the Tri-County Central, second quarter, Blair Oaks 35-0 over Eldon. Southern Boone 7-0 over Hallsville in the first. Boonville 21-0 over School of the Osage in the second. California trailing Versailles 19-0 in the second. In the Grand River East, the game on Crest Milan 21-0 over Putnam County in the second quarter. South Harrison 14-0 over Maysville in the second. Gallatin 35-0 over Polo in the second. And Princeton leading Trenton 8-7 at the half. Chillicothe tonight taking on Kansas City, St. Pius the 10th. In the AAA, Cardinal Ritter leads Father Tolton 25-7, second quarter. Non-conference games at the half, Clinton leading Mexico 12-7. Jackson is leading Battle by a score of 26-14 in the second quarter. Columbia Rockbridge leads Hickman 7-0. St. Francis Borgia leads Halias by a score of 21-3 at the half. Monroe City 36-0 over West Hancock in the second quarter. Chaminade 21-14 over Jeff City at the half. Slater 22-6 over Tipton in the second quarter. Eight-man football tonight. North Shelby 22-2 over Platte Valley at the half. And also tonight around the area, it is Southwest Livingston taking on Stewartsville. Tomorrow, Kansas School for the Deaf will take on Missouri School for the Deaf. The game on 99.9, the Captain tonight, baseball Cardinals leading the Giants by a score of 1-0. That is in the top half of the third inning. And no broadcast tonight of the Royals, but they are beating Detroit by a score of 4-2. That is in the bottom of the seventh inning at Comerica Park. Score your game tonight here on Information Radio Quicks. It is Moberly at the half, leading by a score of 14-13. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of the halftime. Brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Back in a bit here on Information Radio Quicks.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto. For glass, 263-7500.
Valentine Insurance Agency.
I'm looking for a new shell.
A shell? We've got insurance, but no shells. Who is this?
Your friendly neighborhood turtle. Don't you have something for everyone?
Well, we mean we have insurance for everyone. Well, why do you need a shell?
Well, I've been trying to impress some new lady turtles.
Well, if you're a talking turtle, I think you've got a leg up on all the other guys. I mean, turtles.
We don't like it when you make fun of our short legs.
Impressing turtles all over town since 1964. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Get well and go home. When you need rest and rehabilitative care, go to the skilled nursing facility of choice for North Central Missouri, Macon Health Care in Macon. Hi, this is Debbie Miller. Each day, patients receive the very best service from the caring staff at Macon Healthcare Center. Safe, comfortable, clean, and therapeutic. You're a valued guest at Macon Healthcare Center. In your discharge plan, get well and go home.
And welcome back to the Halftime Report, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. Halftime of your game, Moberly leading 14-13 on Glory 97, West Grand leading 14-0 over Fayette on Crest Milan, now leading Putnam County by a score of 28-7. That is late in the second quarter. We've got a busy day of sports action coming up tomorrow on regional radio here on Quicks. Mizzou starts SEC play with an Eastern Division showdown at home against Georgia. Pregame show coming up at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, kickoff at 11 on AM 1230 and FM 92.5 Quicks. The Truman Bulldogs will take on Valparaiso tomorrow. We'll have that game on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com, starting the Truman tailgate at 1210. Brad, Kevin, and Hank will have the call. Cardinals and Giants continue their series at Busch Stadium tomorrow. Pregame 1110 tomorrow morning on 99.9 The Captain. And the Royals and Tigers play tomorrow night at Comerica Park. Pregame coverage beginning at 4:30 on 92.5 Quicks FM. That's going to do it from the studios here at halftime, brought to you by Moberly Motors, your Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, putting customers on the road since 1943. After a break, we'll send it back to the stadium. Eric Duke with the call as Moberly leads Macon 14-13. We'll be back with that coming up in a moment here on Information Radio Quicks.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon. C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
And the Macon.
We're back on Quicks Radio. Eric Duke with you as it is 14-13. Macon trails at the half, but to receive to start the second half. Again, a huge play. Late in that first half, Moberly had the football with a solid field position about the 30-yard line on its side of the field, as there was an interception that Macon took to the 13-yard line of Moberly. There were a couple of plays then that preceded a third down and 15 touchdown pass before the extra point went off the right upright. And with that, Moberly leads 14-13. With the second half just moments away and making it to receive again. Moberly really had practically dominated that first half, with the exception of it was a three and out. Moberly's first possession, Macon then started at about the 40-yard line, and Moberly marched down a one-yard touchdown run that was set up by a 25-yard run on third down. But from that point onward, Moberly had really dominated until that interception off the hands of Cameron Lowry to set up the touchdown pass on third and 15. So again, Moberly had the football with an opportunity to get into the locker room up 14-7, if not 21-7. But instead, 14-13, the lead for Moberly, Macon to receive to open the second half. We'll have that next on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans.
The Fraternal Order of Eagles is an international nonprofit organization, unites fraternally in the spirit of liberty, truth, justice, and equality to make human life more desirable by lessening its ills and promoting peace, prosperity, gladness, and hope. For more information, call them at 660-263-9609 or check them out on their Facebook page to follow up on their daily lunch specials and Friday night dinners. Moberly Fraternal Order of Eagle, Erie Auxiliary, and Eagle Riders proudly supports the Randolph County community and the Moberly Spartans.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Quicks Radio. 14-13, Moberly leads, making to receive to open the second half. This game, quite similar to the last 2 years. Last year, Moberly won 28-14. Nick Jelena broke a 14-14 tie with a 48-yard run with a minute 23 to play in the third quarter. And that one, Richards added a fourth-quarter touchdown run, 28-14 to win. 2016 at Macon, where it is tonight, Macon won 20-14 in its undefeated regular season. Macon had trailed that one 14-6 at half. Then outscored Moberly 14-0 and twice stopped the Spartans inside the 15-yard line in the second half on that night. Macon won in 2010 and 11 before a cycle gap, and then Moberly won in 2014 and 15.
Back deep for the Tigers, Blaze and Richburg.
Moberly left to right, road whites, blue numbers, red trim, blue pants, red and white trim. The sophomore Vandal legs it away, near side of the field. Fielded Mitchell at the 23, sprints 30, 35, and twirled down at the 37-yard line. Little WWE style on the tackle from Jarrett Kinder. Kinder also had a couple of runs in that first half, a rarity. He does get some carries, but typically they've been in mop-up duty. He had just 5 carries coming into tonight. He's already got 2 for 16 this evening. Macon football, 14-13 at trails, 6 seconds into the second half. First and 10, and it's 37 to open the third quarter. Timmy Watts, the near side receiver. Waller out of the gun, Edwards to his left. Snap, Waller short drop. Looks near, zips it incomplete, intended for the tight end, Kendrick Waddle. Waller now 9 touchdown passes, 1 interception on the season. His 18-yard touchdown pass with 38 seconds to play in the first half set up a game-tying extra point that clanked off the right upright. Now Blake Klass, the near side receiver. Waddle tight left, twins far. Shotgun snap. Up the middle, Edwards drives to the 39-yard line for just a 2-yard gain.
Kevin Edwards running the ball. And Edwards on the tackle.
Edwards, the reigning Hawkins Harrison Insurance end zone player of the week. 19 carries, 123 yards, and 2 touchdowns a week ago in the victory at reigning state champion Monroe City. Macon breaks the huddle, 4-0 on the season. Back-to-back shutouts before the win at Monroe by a score of 26-12. Shotgun snap, Waller. The senior rolls right. Pressure. And set. Back at the 29-yard line. Fourth and long upcoming for the Tigers. 14-13, Moberly a minute into the third. Richards accredited again with a tackle for a loss tonight.
8-yard loss on the play. Fourth down and 17. Waller back and punt.
Waller to punt from his own 17-yard line. The snap from the 30. Fourth and 17. The senior toes it away. A liner into the Moberly sideline just in front of the Hugh Dunn Field sign in front of several trees. 90 seconds played, third quarter. 14-13. Moberly with great field position on its first possession of the second half. Spartans open the ball game with a 3-and-out. Macon then answered with a score for a 7-0 lead. Moberly 14 unanswered. And then Macon responded with that touchdown before the half. And the football first spotted at the 44 of Macon. First and 10, Moberly. Stone King out of the gun. Richards the deep back. Snap. And off up the middle, Richards. Powers just beyond the line of scrimmage to the 40-yard line. Still driving to the 39. A 5-yard gain.
Richards carried the ball. Four-yard gain on the play. Second down and 6. Ball on the Megan 40-yard line.
So second and 6 for Moberly. This is Spartans team that averages 5.6 yards per carry. Snap. And a fumble. Stone King dives on it. Football at the 44-yard line, third and 11 upcoming. Richards' turn to get that to Graves, going to the left, faking the handoff to Richards at the middle. Possession, though, remains with the Spartans.
Third down and 10 for the Spartans.
So third and 10, Mobley at the 44 of Macon. Shannon and Lowry, the near side receivers. Shotgun snap, Stone King. High off the right hand, option to the near side. Stone King keeps, breaks free, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown.
Stone King in for the touchdown.
Stone King with a 44-yard score on what was nearly a botched play. A near fumble. That is the third or fourth snap that went high off the right hand of Stone King. Corralled, somehow progressed into the option, kept it up the near side numbers, then to the near sideline as Hopper's extra point shanked way right. So still a 7-point game, 20-13, Mobley's lead. 9:06, third quarter on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
And again, that came on third and 10. Dominic Stone King, a 44-yard touchdown run, 20-13, the Spartans lead. 9:06 to play, third quarter. Caught at the 20, 25, 30. Rickenberg 35, 40, and twirls to the 43-yard line.
Rickenberg on the return.
That play a little reminiscent of his predecessor as Stone King replaces first-team all-conference quarterback Nick Jelena, who rushed for 1,228 yards and 12 touchdowns a year ago on 7.6 yards per carry.
27-yard return. First,
just a quick read out of Stone King, decided he was going to keep and broke free from there. First and 10, making it to 43. Waddle motions left to right. Snap. Hand off Edwards, right side, accelerates 45. A sea of tacklers bring him down right at the 46-yard line for a 3-yard gain.
Edwards running the ball.
Edwards had a 25-yard run on his second carry to set up a 1-yard touchdown run for Nash Waller, but since then, no runs of greater than 5 yards.
3-yard gain on the play, second down and 7.
Edwards' average is 6.6 yards per carry. Snap. Waller scans middle. Fires into traffic. Intercepted Jared Heron. No, incomplete. It was trapped. Three offensive linemen were already out to practically midfield, as was Dominic Stone King. And then in they come with the incomplete ruling. So third and 7. Heron, from his near side linebacker position, stepped in front of the crossing route and his back to the booth, so impossible to see how close that was to catch or non-catch. Snap. Waller keeps, rifles middle in traffic, wide open, Rickenberg, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. A 54-yard score. How about that answer? Rickenberg wide open atop the coverage. 8:06 third quarter, 20-19 Moberly, and an extra point to tie. The last one went off the right upright. Watts kicking in place of the injured Tyrell Enyer. Hold bobbled. Moberly jumps on. Another miscue in special teams. 20-19 Spartans, 8:06 third quarter. 54-yard touchdown pass. Nash Waller to Christian Rickerburn. You're listening to Quicks, and CentralMoInfo.com as the Spartans lead 20-19, 8:06 third quarter.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly, or online at akgunsammo.com.
Moberly's lead, 8:06 to play, third quarter. Extra points have been an issue for the Tigers. Watts was 0 for 3 coming into tonight. Enyard battling a knee injury tonight. 4 for 9. Now Watts tonight 1 for 2 plus that muff snap. 20-19 Spartans, 8:05 third quarter as the squib kick jumped on Moberly football. Zach Snell sets up the Spartans with phenomenal field position at its 48-yard line.
First and 10 for the Spartans on their own 48-yard line.
The football on the right side of the Tiger at midfield. Stone King out of the gun. Snap, short drop. Whips it far side. Lowry catches it. The 45 of Macon wrestled down at the 46 with the forward progress to the 45. A 7-yard reception. Those two hooked up for a 9-yard touchdown a week ago in the victory against Fulton in the conference opener.
Pass complete to Lowry, number 2. Glass on the tackle.
That's Stone King's second completion after a 13-yard touchdown in the first half. Second and 5, Moberly at the Macon 46. Stone King out of the gun. Twins near. Tight left. Snap. Hand up near side, Walter. 45. Shakes one defender. 40. 35 up the near sideline, out of bounds at the 32-yard line. 14-yard run for Curtis Walter.
Walter.
How about this stat line? Runs of 5, 39, 20, and 14 for Walter.
14-yard gain on the play. First and 10, Moberly.
Moberly, 3 straight victories after a season-opening loss at Class 5 Smith Cotton. Moberly, a reigning state quarterfinalist, making 4-0. The Highway 63 non-conference rivalry. Shotgun snap. Hand up the middle. Graves. 30, 25. Bangs to the 24-yard line. An 8-yard gain.
Graves carried the ball.
Both these teams came in playing phenomenal defense. Making 9.8 points per game allowed. Moberly 8.3. And with that, it's a couple of reserve touchdowns allowed for both squads. Second and 3, Moberly at the 25 of Macon, 6:45 third quarter, 20-19 Spartans. Snap. Hand off left side, Walter, 30. Stiff arm, breaks the tackle, 25, and shoves his way to the 23-yard line, far side. It's a first down ruling. The safety, Kevin Edwards, pushed him out. Had a bit of a quieter run for Walter, yet still effective. First down, Spartans. Short the near side receiver. Lowry far side. Snap. Stone King rolls near side off a play fake. Whips into traffic, incomplete. Pass intended for Lowry. Smothers nearby as well. Pass maybe a miscommunication. Stone King, a sophomore quarterback, looks for the play. His defensive coordinator and father Tony Stone King in the booth to my right. Second and 10, Mobley at the Macon 22. 20-19, Mobley's lead, 6:28, third quarter. Shotgun snap. Bobbled, football loose on the grass. Mobley recovers.
Fumble on the play.
Stone King turned to his right for the handoff.
Graves.
Perhaps popped off the knee of Walter, and Graves hops on it.
Loss of one.
Third with that, though, 11. It becomes third and 11, middle of the third quarter, 20-19, Moberly. Fifteen on the play clock. Four down linemen for Macon. A couple of backers up on the line as well. Snap. Option to the near side. Stone King, late pitch, Graves, 20. Stiff arm, 18. Twist to the 16 and gang tackle. A hard tackle at the 18-yard line. That was a big WWE style. Draws a big applause from the Macon faithful.
Gain of five on the play. Fourth down and six.
It brings up fourth and six for Mobley at the Macon 23. 20-19 Spartans, 5:15 third quarter.
Fourth down and six.
Lowry, the far side receiver, short near side. Shotgun snap. There appeared to be some movement. Stone King rolls left, throws, cut, touchdown. Cameron Lowry from 18 yards out.
Back complete to Lowry.
There appeared to be a lot of movement at the line before the play, but nothing called, and it's a touchdown for Moberly on fourth down. 26-19 Spartans, and a big extra point upcoming. Hopper's kick high, just inside the left upright. 27-19 Moberly, a 4:58 third quarter. An 18-yard touchdown pass on fourth down. Stone King to Lowry. You're listening to Quicks and CentralMotoInfo.com.
Looking for big discounts on pre-owned vehicles? Thomas Motors has a huge selection of one-owner local trade-ins, like a 2013 Buick LaCrosse, a 2007 BMW with low mileage, a 2015 Chevy Impala, and much more. Stop in Thomas Motors in Mobley today to find big discounts on their huge selection of pre-owned vehicles. Online at thomasmtrs.com, Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Mobley.
.458 to play, third quarter, 27-19 the lead for Moberly.
Riggenberg plays back deep.
Mandel kicks it away, middle of the field. Watts lets it roll out of bounds, far side, the flag comes in.
Ball went out of bounds.
Rickenberg's name over the PA there is the deep man. He was not involved in the play since it went out far side, but you've got to begin to ask, how special is this kid? A freshman, back-to-back weeks with a touchdown against a reigning state champion in Monroe, and then a Class 3 team in Moberly who's won three straight, and a reigning state quarterfinalist from the Class 4 level a year ago. They list him as a quarterback as well on the roster, so maybe he'll be a big piece moving forward. First and 10, making it to 35. Option near side, late pitch, Edwards. Shuffles, 35. Twist to the 37-yard line.
Edwards,
just a two-yard gain.
Miller
and Edwards really has not been able to get it going tonight.
gained one on the
He had 17 carries for 112 at Moberly last year. One thing that stands out about Edwards, one fumble lost his entire career. Shotgun snap. Waller keeps near side, bangs off blockers. Melvin Edwards ragdolls him down at the 37.
Waller carries the ball.
No gain.
Miller makes the tackle. Gain of one. Third down and eight.
So third and eight, making inside 4 minutes, third quarter. Blake Class, the near side receiver, plays inside him. Twins far side. Motion left to right. Shotgun snap, Waller, who rolls right. Stands at the 28, steps up 30. Further rolls. Heaves far side out of bounds into the Moberly sideline. Fourth and eight, making at the 37. 3:30 third quarter, 27-19 Spartans.
As intended for Davis, incomplete.
Punt team on for Macon. Nash Waller, the punter.
Walter back deep in punt formation.
Aside from that defensive breakdown on the 54-yard play, Moberly's played well defensively. High snap, Waller plucks it right near the face mask and booms it away near side, out of bounds. It hit about the 30-yard line, but it departed the field further up in Moberly's favor, the 39-yard line, in fact.
Ball out of bounds at the 39-yard line.
3:25, third quarter, 27-19. Moberly first and 10 at the 39-yard line, left to right. The ball just inside the near hash mark. Personnel issue as Cameron Price runs on late for the Spartans. Cameron Lowry goes to whisper the play to him as Price gets to the left guard spot. Snap. Handoff up the middle. Richards barrels 42, 43-yard line.
Richards running the ball.
Lane Blackford among the tacklers.
Blackford making the tackle.
Cameron Price, a guy who started a few games at right tackle his sophomore season. Last year, though, went solely to defensive line duties, and now he exits. Andrew Huff, the sophomore, in on the left side. Snap. Handoff left side, Richards. Bangs 45, still fights the pile to the 46-yard line. Flag comes in over the top.
Penalty flag on the play. Penalty against the Spartans. Holding.
It's a hold on Moberly. Linesman Brian Mattes marches that back to the 32-yard line. Second and 18, Moberly, 2:35, third
Second
quarter.
Second down and 18.
Devin Shannon, the near side receiver. Cameron Lowry far. Stone King out of the gun. Rolls near. Caught Graves, 40. Sprints 45. Accelerates 50 and dives to the 44-yard line of Macon. First down, Moberly.
Graves on the reception.
A 22-yard pitch and catch.
22-yard gain on the pass reception.
The official spot, the 46 of Macon. First and 10, Spartans, 2:19, third quarter. 27-19, Moberly. That Graves' first reception of the year. A year ago, 13 catches for a buck 43 and a touchdown. He's perhaps the most versatile of the Moberly backs. Hand off left side, Richard. Bobs to the 44-yard line. 6'8", Caden Phillips on top of Richards there.
Phillips on the tackle. Gain of one.
Not too many times do you wonder if Richards would be outstrengthed at the bottom of the pile. But at 6'8", 318, he might have been the underdog on that one. Richards fresh off a runner-up at state wrestling. Second and nine, Moberly at the 45 of Macon. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Handoff left side, Graves. Zooms 45, cuts middle 40. 38-yard line. Phillips again, rangy in on that tackle.
Phillips on the tackle, 6-yard gain on the play. Third down and four.
Third and four, Moberly inside a minute, third quarter. Moberly at the 39 of Macon with a 27-19 lead. Graves to the left of Stone King. Option to the near side. Stone King jabs middle, driven back to the 38. Forward progress, though, the 36. Mish should be fourth and one, maybe inches.
2-yard gain on the play. Fourth down and two.
At the final play of the third quarter, 27-19, Moberly's lead and a decision on the other side. Probably won't be much of one the way Moberly runs the football. You have to think fourth and two is go for it time. It's 27-19 Spartans on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Start of the fourth quarter, 27-19, the lead for Moberly. Fourth and two, Spartans at the 42 of Macon.
Fourth down and two. Did you hear me? Fourth down and two.
Stone King out of the gun, high snap, option right, late pitch, Graves, beats a tackle, gets the first down to the 35-yard line.
Graves running the ball.
27-19, Moberly's lead, one play into the fourth quarter. First and 10, Spartans at the 35 of Macon. The Tigers undefeated. 2 years ago, an undefeated regular season that included a victory against Moberly on this field. Football on the far hash. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Play fake. Lob far side, incomplete. Stone King had to get rid of that under the pressure. Incomplete, intended for Richards' right side. The deception allowed Macon to storm the backfield. Stone King lucky to avoid a sack.
Pass was intended for Richards. Incomplete. Second down and 10.
Almost 30 seconds played fourth quarter. Second and 10, Moberly at the Macon 35. Stone King out of the gun, a back behind, a back to the right, one receiver each side. Hand off up the middle, Richards dances for just a couple.
Richards running the ball. Phillips on the tackle.
So third and nine for the Spartans.
Third down and nine.
Before that last incompletion, passes of 7, 18, and 22 yards, respectively, on the previous three attempts for Stone Camp. A minute play, fourth quarter, third and eight, Mobley at the 33 of Macon. 27-19, Spartans. Motion right to left. Shotgun snap, end around, handoff, Davis, 35, 30. Accelerates, 25, and tackled from behind at the 23. 10-yard gain, first down, Spartans.
Davis. The ball carrier. Waddle making the tackle. 10-yard gain on the play.
Davis had just 5 yards on his first two rushing attempts of the year, but they love to bring it to him on that end around. The report on Davis has always been great speed. You got to have him on the field. They just want some more consistency within the scheme. He lines up far side receiver Lowry, far side slot. A minute and a half played, fourth quarter. First and 10, Mobley at the Macon, 23. Handoff right side, Graves, 20. Jumps to the 15, stiff arm, and can't escape the tackle as four Tigers come in for the help.
Graves carrying the ball.
The forward progress, though, here, rightfully about the 18-yard line.
Gain of five on the play.
So second and five for the Spartans.
Actually, six play, second down and four.
Mobley in the red zone. A two-score lead with its defense would be awfully tough on the Tigers. Shotgun snap low. Stone King, though, gets the handoff to Richards, who just trips up for a yard.
Richards carrying the ball.
Mobley dodges the turnover, has third and manageable.
Third down and four.
Third and four from the Macon 17 with a 27-19 lead. 2:50 played, fourth quarter. Football on the far hash. Lowry, the near side receiver. Shotgun snap. Stone King looks for Lowry, has him at the 10. Jab. Couple of broken tackles to the 3-2-yard line. 15-yard gain for Lowry.
Lowry on the reception.
That's 40 yards on the day for Lowry. And another first down reception.
Ball on the 2-yard line. First and goal for the Spartans.
First and goal, Mobley at the 2. Shannon, the far side receiver, Lowry, far slot. Graves to the left of Stone King, Richards behind him. Shotgun snap, handoff right side, Richards fights to the goal line, denied at the 1. Richards has touchdowns in 14 of the last 16 games. One of the ones without a touchdown, the latest contest, after he had one touchdown in each of the first 3. Second and goal, Mobley at the 1. 8:20, fourth quarter, 27-19, Mobley.
Second down and 1.
Stone King out of the gun, Graves this time to the right. Snap, handoff left side, Richards, who walks in. Touchdown, Spartans.
Richards in for the touchdown for the Spartans.
33-19, Mobley. So if Mobley can boot this extra point through, it's a two-score lead plus the two-point conversion. Right now it's at 14. You get this, you require two touchdowns, one with an extra point, one with a 2. It's a fake, though. Stone King rolls right, stands at the 10, sidearms into traffic, a flag flies. In the meantime, it's caught by Davis.
Penalty flag on the play.
We await word on the flag. That kind of looked by design, but it's tough to say with certainty. It was an ineligible man downfield, so I'm going to guess it was not by design. But the snap didn't look to be all that bad. That all happened kind of fast. Have to assume Moberly will try the extra point now. So this becomes a 19-yard try for Hopper.
Hopper could get the extra point.
This would actually be the longest make of his career. Clean hold from Stone King. The kick is up. Plenty of distance. Right down the middle.
Extra point is good.
34-19, Moberly. 8:06 to play. Fourth quarter Moberly. On Quixen, CentralMoInfo.com.
Here's Debbie Miller about the staff at Macon Healthcare Center.
My mom has been up there 2 years now, and I see the same faces that I saw when we first got there. And they love her like we do. You know, it's just a real comforting situation up there.
See Macon Healthcare Center online and take a virtual tour at MaconHealthcareCenter.com.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing. She's so much better off being up there.
We're back on Quick, CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Duke with you on regional radio. We'd like to thank Rick's Service and Tire of Bevier, Macon Atlanta State Bank, and Macon in Monroe City. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. Mitchell Fields, 25-28, breaks far side, 30 footballs loose. Macon has
it.
Garrett plays with the recovery. Macon sets up shop at its 28-yard line, left to right. Exactly 8 minutes, fourth quarter, 34-19, Moberly leads.
Ball on the 28-yard line, first to 10 for Macon.
Tigers break the huddle in their home blacks with orange numbers and orange helmets. Waller out of the gun, expects some heavy pass, and it starts right here with a completion to the 35-yard line where the tackle's made for a 7-yard gain. Kendrick Waddle, the tight end on the reception.
Aaron. 7-yard gain on the play.
Some whistles here. Not sure what this pertains to. There aren't any flags on the field. P. Class receives an explanation on the near sideline. Oh, it was a clock issue. They took off 14 seconds there, and now they wind it up again. Shotgun snap, Waller. Eyes near, fires high, incomplete, intended for Blake Class. Cameron Lowry, all 5 foot five of them in that relentless coverage. A little firecracker, his head coach has called him since day one. Lowry had two interceptions the last time he played on this field as a sophomore. 7:34, fourth quarter, 34-19, Moberly, third and three, Tigers at their 35. You almost wonder if this is already four down territory. Shotgun snap. Up the middle, Edwards wrestled down behind the line. Hunter Martin, the linebacker, gives that incomplete signal. I say that for creating the picture. Really what that means is you didn't get it.
On the 36-yard line, fourth down and three.
So right on cue, it is in fact four down territory. Fourth and three, Macon at the 35. Down 15. 5 minutes gone by in the fourth. Shotgun snap. Waller scans far. Cuts middle, 35, sprints 40, has the first down and more, 45, bumped out of bounds. Will Smothers at the 47.
Waller on the keeper.
An 11-yard gain for Waller. That seems like an obvious call, but some coaches tend to back down in a spot like that. But P-Class, fourth and three, recognizing he's got the passing game to make this comeback and knowing that time not on his side if he punts it, stays aggressive, gets the first down. Shotgun snap Waller, who rolls far, his toes at the 40, now stops, plants, comes back near, bombs it, near side, in traffic, triple coverage, tapped up, intercepted. Give Lowry another pick at the 10, cuts near 15. Watts can't make the tackle, 20, 23 and out of bounds. No, pardon me, that is Stone King, a 12, not a 2, my mistake. That is Stone King with the interception in the Mobley secondary. Either way, it's good for a takeaway.
Ball went out of bounds by Stone King at the 23-yard line. First and 10. Pardon.
That was a bit of a desperation throw. The one thing for Macon, it does act realistically better than anybody would have punted it, being how far the throw was and that the Tigers still have three timeouts. Shotgun snap. Handoff up the middle. Kinder zooms to the 31-yard line for a six-yard gain.
Kinder running the ball.
Kinder seeing his role expand. Cody McDowell said in the pregame, or in the preseason, we have four guys we like with the football. So often, though, it's just reduced to three just based on the number of footballs. But this is really the first week Kinder's starting to see reps when the game is not in doubt. Or the game is in doubt, pardon me, when the game has not been decided. Kinder escapes one tackle, gets the first down, shoved down at the 35. A gain of three. So back to that point, this being his first game where the carries have been meaningful. He broke a couple of 10-yard runs against Osage when the game had long been decided. 5:40, fourth quarter, 34-19, Spartans with the football right to left.
First and 10 for the Spartans.
Whistle from the near side. Not sure the play clock ever started there, and that is the issue. This is now already the point where if you're making, you need to force a punt or get a takeaway because you're down two scores and you need that two-point conversion. Hot shotgun snap. Handoff near side. Lowry, stop and start. 40, stiff arm, 45, twirled out of bounds. That's another first down.
Well, 12-yard gain on the play. Ball on the 26-yard line. First and 10, Spartan.
Football in the near hashes. Stone King out of the gun. Walter to his left. High snap. Handoff up the middle, Kinder, barrels, 45, muscles to the 48-yard line. Stood up by Justin Hayes and several Macon defenders. Kinder never actually brought to the ground there, but the full progress
Kinder
comes in.
The ball. Two-yard gain on the play, second down and eight.
It'll be fascinating to talk to both coaches after this game. You could argue that Macon is shotgun snap. Kinder up the middle again, blast to midfield for a two-yard gain.
Kinder running the ball once again.
You could argue that Macon is as good as any NCMC team. The one question would be Macon versus Hannibal. But it'd be hard to say that there is a team in the NCMC outside of Hannibal that would pose a bigger threat. Macon, of course, in the Clarence Cannon Conference. But I just say this for context sake. The vibe I got was that there was genuine, not necessarily fear, but a lot of respect for this Macon team and the threat it could pose. As the first down end around to Lowry, right side, cuts middle, 45, shakes to the 43-yard line for a first down game. Again, that mutual respect was to say that Macon a dangerous team.
7 yards.
And again, you start to think, just as far as the NCMC schedule, that at least on paper, of course, anything could happen. But Hannibal probably the only team that of this power. Then you had, of course, Smith Cotton in the opener in a non-conference game, Class 5 school. So from that standpoint, this game should tell Moberly that it should be very happy with where it is. As the handoff is up the middle to Kinder, breaks free, 35-30, circles to the 33 and fights his way to the 30-yard line. A 13-yard gain and another first down.
Kinder, the ball carrier.
Whereas for Macon, this being its best test playing up a class, if you erase
18-yard gain from that run,
a couple of interceptions, that triple coverage pass, getting Hayes more healthy, that they in some ways might be still pretty happy with the way they performed tonight. The biggest issue would just be that they never got Kevin Edwards going. .240 fourth quarter, 34-19. Handoff up the middle. Walter navigates middle. 20, stiff arm. 18, 15, 10. Accelerates 5. Stiff arm dives. Touchdown.
Walter in for the touchdown. Flag on the field.
Flag on the play. If this does stand, I will say this game has reached territory of it being closer than the score indicated.
Bentley is against the Spartans on sportsmanlike conduct.
It's a post-play penalty, so the touchdown stands.
And will be assessed at the kickoff.
On the Spartans on sportsmanlike.
Hopper in to attempt the extra point.
Hopper's extra point
is good.
Up and through. 41-19, Moberly.
Moberly 41, Macon 19.
So again, this game probably reached closer than it appears, and I mean that to say Waller, the more or less first down punt there into desperation mode down two scores. Moberly punches it in against what is seemingly a fatigued Macon defense at this point. We'll step aside. Kickoff in 30 seconds. 41-19, Moberly, 2:31, fourth quarter.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Macon to kick, or Moberly to kick, pardon me, from its 25-yard line after that on Sportsmanlike. It's to the near side, 35, caught 32. Blaze runs horizontal right to left. 35 now reverses course to the 32 where he's stomped on. So that Curtis Walker 24-yard touchdown run leaves Moberly with a 41-19 lead, 2:24 to play, fourth quarter. This was a game Moberly led 14-13 at the half.
Ball on the 33-yard line, first and 10 Macon.
This is the official midway point of the season. We're greater than midway through the regular season, but every team guaranteed a 10th game with districts, so this counts as the midway point. As a sidearm pass incomplete off the hand of Heron, then off the hand of Class. Could have been intercepted. Then Class had a shot at it. Instead, it's second and 10 making at the 33. .219 fourth quarter as the Moberly cheerleaders say, I believe we have won. A bit of a spinoff of the I believe that we will win chant. Trips to the near side. Twins far, empty set. Waller, eyes near. A lot of time. Runs left, heaves out of bounds into the Moberly sideline where Curtis Walter catches that one, but he is out of bounds as waiting for an offensive series, and that makes it an incomplete pass.
Flag on the field.
And a flag in. Huh. They called that grounding.
Penalty is against the Tigers, intentional grounding.
From this vantage point, it looked like Waller was well out of the tackle box. But perhaps not. Credit to the crew, though. You probably wouldn't see that flag if he was out of the tackle box. So maybe just a kind of a vantage point misperception, so to speak. Either way, it's second and 12, or 2:12 to play, pardon me, 2:12 to play, fourth quarter. 41-19 the lead for Moberly, third and 25 for the Tigers. Waller zips it middle, catch for Waddle. Heron bullies him back to the 22-yard line, just a four-yard catch.
Pass complete to Waddle.
Moberly's defense has kept Waller in check all day, with the exception of that 54-yard strike to Reichenberg on what may have been a blown coverage.
Five-yard gain on the play. Fourth down and 20.
Minute 30 to play, fourth quarter, 41-19 Spartans. Waller out of the gun. Snap. Short drop. Lobs far side. Tunnel screen. Reichenberg, 30. 35. Dances 40. Near side, 45. 50. Tackled at the 46 from behind. This freshman will be something special.
Third 30-yard gain on the play. Ball on the Spartan 46-yard line. First and 10, Macon.
Shotgun snap, Waller. Looks far, steps up, zips into traffic, intercepted. 45, 50, 45, 40, Graves 30, 25. Tackled from this side.
Melvin Edwards on the interception.
Pardon me, that was actually Melvin Edwards on the pick. My apologies, Melvin Edwards on the interception for the Spartans. And that should seal it. 41-19, Moberly inside a minute. Melvin Edwards with his first career interception. Moberly in victory formation. The Spartans move to 4-1. The Tigers fall to 4-1. Up next for Moberly is the second conference game as Marshall comes to Dr. Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. Meanwhile, Macon hosts Clark County, the team that ended its season here a week ago in the district semifinal. 41-19, Moberly takes it. We'll step aside, come back, and award our player of the game next on Quicks.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Want a tire that lasts up to 85,000 miles without sacrificing all-season performance or fuel efficiency? Then Rick Service and Tire in Bavera is a tire for you. It's Yokohama's Abbott Ascend, the only touring tire in the world with advanced orange oil compound. Developed with their most durable high-performance compound ever, Yokohama has created a tire that eliminates the trade-offs, so you get long tread life, all-season performance, great fuel efficiency, and a quiet ride. Stop by Rick Service and Tire in Bavera and ask to see the Yokohama Abbott Ascend.
The Fraternal Order of Eagles is an international nonprofit organization, unites fraternally in the spirit of liberty, truth, justice, and equality to make human life more desirable by lessening its ills and promoting peace, prosperity, gladness, and hope. For more information, call them at 660-263-9609 or check them out on their Facebook page to follow up on their daily lunch specials and Friday night dinners. Moberly Fraternal Order of Eagle, Erie Auxiliary, and Eagle Riders proudly supports the Randolph County community and the Moberly Spartans.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffrey, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffrey CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans!
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook 4.5 stars out of 5. Google 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
We're back on QuickCentralMoInfo.com as we award our player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life. Dominic Stone King, the fourth down pass for a touchdown to Lowry of the 18-yard variety, also had the 44-yard touchdown run, a 13-yard touchdown pass earlier in the game, had an interception as well, a really complete performance for Dominic Stone King. He is the player of the game in what was a 41-19 victory for the Moberly Spartans. You're listening to QuickCentralMoInfo.com. Be sure to tune into the End Zone show on 104.7. Working solo tonight, and it is quite a trek up to where I am in the press box at Macon. So we'll be sure to get those interviews to you at CentralMoInfo.com momentarily. You're listening to Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Again, you can hear the End Zone show on 104.7.